We continue the shir in Sichai Sadan, the wise sayings of the Bein Hazal. We're now at Tzif Kuf Lamed Gimel, paragraph 133. You recall the section in Sichai Sadan now deals with statements that refer to the Likutei Maran, to the Tedais, the chapters of Likutei Maran. This next paragraph, Abnus Hazal in this sefer refers to Teda Samach Tes, the Kutei Maran, chapter 69, Kutei Maran, where Abin Hazal speaks about a topic that is of extreme importance to everyone, discussing the mitzvahs bein adam l'chaveinu, mitzvahs to pertain from one person to the next, honesty to avoid taking any money illegally from another person, Yisur of Gezeila. Abin Hazal prefaces this statement with the fact that a husband and wife, when they are merged, they are actually one single neshama. It is one soul. Before they are married, they are both half of a soul, half of an organism. And before they are born, or at the time of conception, there is an announcement made in heaven, Bas Pleni Lepleni. This girl, the daughter of this man, shall marry this man. Eventually, a time will come, they will be married. Zayde Kodesh says, it's not just by chance. We don't pick the names out of a hat. Because these two, this male and female, originally in heaven, were one neshama. That neshama was bisected, divided in two parts, sent down to earth, destined to meet again, fated to meet, and to be married on earth. For life, afterwards, now, the hereafter, learn to acclimate yourself and make the best of it. Now, we are dealing with souls. On earth, these souls are cloaked in bodies. They are enveloped and wrapped in a body. But even though they now possess bodies, the soul still remains the same. So, Avinu says in these two souls, or these two partial souls, we know that every person has also different parts of the soul. There's a nefesh, a ruach, a neshama. They all mean soul, spirit, soul. But there are different levels, one higher and one slightly lower. The nefesh is the regular soul, and the neshama is the higher level. And the zochot and the keva, the spiritual degree, the ratio, the zochot is the neshama, and the nekeva is the nefesh. Now note, Rabbeinu says, that there's another item that also is synonymous with nefesh. That part of the soul called nefesh is a second item which seems unrelated. And yet it is fact that the origin of money, simple money, originates, its origin, its shadish, its roots are in heaven, the very same place, same spot where the nefesh comes from. Does it mean that it comes from the same root, from the same location, the same room? Not necessarily. It comes from the very same item. In fact, it is the same. The nefesh is the money. Ki adam hu nefesh. The pasuk says the blood, where is the nefesh in the blood? The word dam, damim, means money. So therefore, since the nefesh and the mumim are the same, soul and money are alike, the Gemara says, when a voice in heaven comes out and says, bas pleni lepleni, this woman shall be married to this man, means, therefore, that it means this money shall become this man's property. Which money? Does a man have money of his own? The answer is he does not. Not one cent. So every man is a pauper in complete furthest degree. Where does a man get money from? His wife. She doles out the money to him. But a man goes to work, he struggles, he stays up nights, and she gives him the money? The answer is yes. Fact. Without the light, he has no money at all. All the earning power that he has comes from the nefesh, which is the wife. Therefore, Bezal says that we look at it this way. When the Gemara says, Aikidu lin shaychu, give respect to your wife, in order that you become wealthy. The more respect you show your wife, the more wealth you will have. Which means, as you respect your wife, you bring forth a radiance to the neshama, to the nefesh,
And from this radiance comes forth the shefa of money. The more you give to this nefesh, to the wife, the more you receive in return in the form of earnings or money, which really comes from heart. Now this, the Rabbeinu Zal compares to kelav, a tree. There is a tree, the trunk of the tree is the main part of the tree, the body of the tree, that is the wife itself. The tree has branches and also fruit that grows from these branches. Now, the branches are branches coming from this tree, from this woman, are the amounts of money that this woman has, this woman is gifted with, which a person can receive through the tree. Marrying this woman, he receives this money. The fruit that grows on these branches, that is the children that the woman gives birth to. So when a man marries a woman, she presents him with money and with children. Of course, this cannot be seen physically. You don't see a woman give her husband a check every week or upon marriage. This is a spiritual sense, but it is fact. It is the schus of this woman, and a man receives the money through her possession, through the number of branches this tree has. In other words, how much schus the woman herself has, she cannot give more than she has. So there's a time when a man is, to a degree, less wealthy, despite his efforts, is because that's the amount that the woman possesses, or the shortage of respect he shows to his wife. Either one of the two is the reason for the man's lack of wealth. At the same time, we note, the man also says, we note that there are branches and fruit of this tree. These two go together also. Money and children. Both come from the wife. Now, the man also says, the point of all this is to tell us, to reveal an awesome item, sort of a frightening thing. Fact, a person steals someone else's money, money that is rightfully the other party's, he takes it away illegally, then in effect, he could be stealing the children of that party, of the victim, because the fruit grows on these branches. The fruit is dependent upon these branches, nourishment through the branches, and therefore by stealing someone's money, he could be taking away that person's children. This could be done in two ways. Either by stealing someone's money, he could, chas v'sholem, cause the death of that man's children, or he could cause the prevention of that man having children, chas v'sholem. The woman will not be able to give birth because the money was stolen, taken away from her husband. This is fact. It shows then that a person who steals his friend's money is guilty not just of taking away the money, but also of stealing that person's children. And this, Abinadol shows the proof from Psukim, sentences in the Tanakh. We see that when Yaakov Avinu called his wives, Leah and Rachel, out to the field to discuss the fact that he no longer felt himself welcome in the house of Lavan, his father-in-law, and therefore he suggested that they leave. And they said, they replied to Yaakov Avinu, fine, we agree. And they said, because all the wealth that Hashem gave us, Lonu, Hu, Olvaninu, it's ours and our children's. Which means that the wealth comes from us, the wives, and the children. They go together. It comes from the wife upon whom depends the money and the children. This we see from their statement, because otherwise the sentence is not comprehensible. Secondly, the Gemara says clearly that the Gemara Baba Kama, Gezel Eschavedai Ki'ilu Gezel Mimenu Nefesh Bonov of Naisav. The Gemara is a person who steals from his friend. It is as though he's stealing a life of his sons and daughters. This is a Gemara. It's not Kabbalah. So, of course, as the Zayde Kaddish says, in the words of Gemara, there is always hidden the secrets of Kabbalah. Because the simple statement means, simply translated, we take it at face value, it means the one who steals from his friend is taking away the lives of his children because the man no longer has an opportunity to feed his children. Simple translation, pshat. The hidden meaning there is that he's actually stealing the lives of his children because once the branch, the money is gone, the children can actually die or they can be prevented from being born. So therefore, the man says that for one thing, there is this as a result. As a result, a person by stealing could actually hurt the victim's offspring. Secondly, go further, it is also too, that in effect, he is also harming the person's wife. Because by stealing this person's money, the branches, he may draw the wife away from the victim too. Which means that that too may be lost to the victim. It means also, therefore, that by stealing, by desiring the money of his friend, he is committing the iser of adultery. He's also drawing the wife, subconsciously, the wife of his friend, too, away from his friend. So we don't have this pyramid. A simple act like stealing a few cents or a few dollars could mean, chas v'shalom, murder of children, could mean adultery. All is because of the iser of gezeila. Stealing can result in such tragic, major crimes. Now, the Bidinol says in this Teda, and this when we come to the Sicha Yisaran, Bidinol quotes the Gemara by the Kama, which says, the Mishnah, which says that Tagizel is Chavedai, Shove Pruto, the person steals from his friend even one penny, Yulichenu Acharov, Afilo Lamodai, and he should seek to return this stolen money even to Modai, which means a very, very distant land. If the victim has traveled, has departed and gone to a distant land of Modai, Medaya, then the thief, the Gazmon, should take this money, even this penny, and travel to this distant to return it to him. Of course, the statement is very difficult to understand. There's very little commentary on it, because why would the Gemara, the Mishnah, say, return the money even to Modai? What has that got to do with this topic of victim? Why go to such extent? Benedol says the interpretation there is that we find in the words of the Pasuk, V'chol bonayach limudai Hashem. Limudai, lamudai, is a term used for children. Al pi Kabbalah, the bonim are called netzach v'hoid, limudai Hashem. What a branch is, that branch can be one single cent upon which rests these children. The fruit come from this thin branch. So he has to return, afilu lamodai, return this money, especially with, by which he's returning the children to the victim. That's the hidden meaning in this Mishnah. Dosazal says that the Abenazal mentioned that this interpretation of the Mishnah, interesting interpretation, the usual one, person who steals should return to the victim, even the children. This interpretation that Benazal heard himself. Where did he learn it? In the yeshiva, special yeshiva in heaven. Benazal, of course, visited the heavens. In heaven, there are many different yeshivas, different levels. There, one of the hidden yeshivas, the one is not revealed, but one which Benazal could frequent. That's when Abedazel heard this interpretation in which he brought to earth with him. We're very blessed to have a shir, as was told in the heavenly yeshiva, revealed to us on earth. But of course, we point out very strongly that this interpretation brought down from heaven is the one item Abedazel quoted. The other items are revelations through Abedazel's own greatness. Abedazel says again and again, V'dah. The Dhammis, and I hereby notify you something which is above these yeshivas, because Vida, as is acknowledged, is a message from Elam HaTzilus. It is called like a nivrak, a cablegram from Elam HaTzilus, the world above the heavenly throne. These statements are so awesome, revealed by Abedazel himself. But in this Teda, this one statement, this one interpretation, as I said, he heard in the heavenly yeshiva. So this is a wonderful combination, this shir and Teres Samach Tes.